Blog Talk Radio.
Of Right Talk in the Ouachita Mountains of Western Arkansas. We welcome listeners from around the world. Right Talk Live is on now. Here are the hosts of Right Talk, TJ Tipton and Brad Dick.
About religion and politics, baby. You had a great day, Bradley.
A great day.
Thank you. I did. We've been fighting this. Technological problem. So we finally, I think, we have accomplished the unaccomplished. I have a great team behind me.
That's right.
Me, myself, and I, and others. But, you know, we do have a lot going on. Matter of fact, I got to do something, Brad. I got to share this. Right, we got to share what's going on here, and we have several other sharing. Listen, would you do us a favor? Would you share this? Just share now.
Yep.
To your Facebook page. Just share and share now. Next week, starting next Monday night, because this is the last night of the week for us, right?
Right.
So we do Monday through Thursday. Until we can get a little bit more settled and get our act together, which I'm doing a real good job at that. You are too. I just got a news break. This is really important. Fully vaccinated man dies of COVID. Doctor claims that the results could have been worse if he did not have the vaccine.
Wow.
That's
deep.
Yeah, but you know, the CDC believes that. Apparently, Biden believes that. Okay, a lot of people believe that.
Now, wait a minute. You're saying that this doctor says the results could have been worse than death had he not had the vaccine.
That's true. Yeah.
I'll try to follow.
Brad, just forget it. You never know what's going to go on. Hey, this is Open Phone Thursday here at Right Talk. And the number is what, Bradley?
5-3-9-9-9-3-5-9-7.
If I took that off of my background screen, could you still play it?
Yes.
Okay.
I have it wrote down on a piece of paper.
You can tell, man. This is our weekend starting, right? Are you watching football?
Yep, of course.
Yeah, you know, there's a game on tonight, and I forgot to even record it. So hopefully, I can go back and catch it on a rerun. Right? NFL is really good about rerunning those all the time. We want to make sure and share voice. We want to share this. We want to share your voice. We want to share. We just like sharing stuff, right? And next week, starting next Monday, we're going to be live streaming on Facebook, of course, YouTube, and we do have a YouTube channel that is called Right Talk, okay? And also we'll be on several other streaming devices as well, including starting Monday, we'll be on Roku. And I think they said that we would be on Amazon Fire Stick starting Monday. And that is under, just go to Roku and watch us there if you miss us on Right Talk. Okay. But the most important thing is that we want you live, right? We want you live. We want you to be able to, we want you to be able to be a part of the show. I'm getting a lot of responses from people, how much if they're enjoying it. So far, we're doing pretty good. I haven't got any responses telling us what kind of idiots we were. So we're doing good right now, you know. No progressives are listening yet.
Right. No, none of them have identified anyway.
They probably – I have not talked to anybody yet that said they voted for Biden. Okay?
Who?
Yeah, and you know, just off the cuff here, you know, Arizona is really close to releasing the report, right, on the vote. And, of course, the Democrats are taking one side. Oh, they messed up. Republicans are saying, oh, no, y'all just, you know, you're scared, blah, 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 right? But Blog Talk, we're going to be, you can hear us right here on blogtalkradio.com/talk. And, of course, Facebook.com, as long as they allow us to be here, /group/Right Talk. Also, we're going to be on Pod Paradise, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google, and we're looking for more. The people that are marketing this is really looking for more and more and more. And, you know, I keep on going back to that, to what the verse says, that don't despise small beginnings, right? Somebody's got to get a voice out there. Somebody's got to be able to let people know what's going on, you know, in this world. And I'm not, you know, it's time that we have a choice and a voice, right?
Right.
So so what's been going on in your world, Brad?
You know, a little of everything.
Okay.
You know, just working away. But, you know, I noticed today, I don't know if you read about this or not, but I noticed today that somebody decided to do a bomb threat at the Capitol.
Really? I heard that.
Yeah.
I can't act like I'm surprised, you know. Really? There was a bomb threat at the Capitol? And I bet you had to do with something about the guy was upset. Now, I'm just talking because I didn't read the article. I saw the headline, right? I'm sure it has to do with his voice not being heard or something in that nature. Go ahead, tell us.
Well, it's kind of funny if you followed the stories throughout the day on this.
Okay.
It started out, this man, he pulls up, he's from North Carolina, Floyd Ray Roseberry from Grover, North Carolina.
Oh, North Carolina.
Pulls up in an extended cab, lifted truck, and is on Facebook Live, much like we are tonight,
right,
waving around a device saying he's going to blow up a capsule unless he can talk to Biden. And if he will step down from his presidency, he'll step out of his truck.
Did he step out of his truck, Bradley?
No, eventually he stepped out of it, but it wasn't because Biden stepped down.
Oh, well, did Biden come and talk to him?
No, Biden didn't come talk to him.
Man.
I thought that was sad and rude and everything else.
Yeah. You give an invitation to a president and they don't even show up.
Exactly. And, you know, and then as the story progressed with the progressives throughout the day and our lovely news media.
And probably MSNBC and CNC and, yeah, go ahead.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This young man now was a devout Trump supporter.
Really?
Yeah.
What gave them a clue?
I mean, it's all, yeah. all about Trump now.
If you're not Biden, you know automatically you're for Trump.
Right.
You know, I mean, you just take that for granted. Not, but that's what they think. Now,
right.
Listen, I know they're going to kind of put this in as a domestic terrorism. Right.
Right.
Something in that. Okay. So I have some news for you that you and I are on the verge of a definition of what constitutes domestic terrorism. Are you aware of that? So
share that with me.
If they come and if the Department of Homeland Security comes and, Mr. Dick, we need to come with you, don't say I didn't warn you. Okay?
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm off the grid, so no. So the Department of Homeland Security sees things a little bit differently than you and I see it, okay? And there's been a brand new terrorism advisory that's been issued, and some of the things that identifies as potential terror threats should chill us to the core. Is that the definition of a terrorist is constantly evolving. In the old days, if you were a terrorist, everybody was in the Middle East, right?
Right.
You're a bitter Eastern male that dresses in traditional Islamic attire, that grows opium in its fields and carries around an AK-47. That's a vision of what a terrorist used to look like. Okay.
Right.
But now we've lost the war in Afghanistan, and the Taliban are partying like it's 1999 in the presidential palace of Kabul. And as a result, our spooks need a new group of potential terrorists. Because they need Guantanamo Bay just sitting there with nothing in it, okay?
Right.
And you may be tempted to think that I'm just exaggerating a little bit, and truly I wish I was. NBC News is telling us that a terror alert has just been issued by Homeland Security, and during their report on this new terror alert, a very alarming graphic was shown to the viewers. Now, this graphic, being talk radio, I could show it on Facebook, but this graphic says that this is going to be potential terror threats. Are you ready for what they're saying? And there's no smile on my face. I'm being very serious right now for once. The following three categories were listed: opposition to COVID measures, claims of election fraud, believe Trump can be reinstated, and 9/11 anniversary and religious holidays. Let me say that again. The three categories that they are adding to potential terror threats. Now, this was on NBC News. They threw up that, you know, the slide they always show and different things like that. Opposition to COVID measures. Claims of election fraud. Believe Trump can be reinstated. I guess the state of Arizona will be somewhere in that. 9/11 anniversary and religious holidays. I think my birthday should be a religious holiday, but it's not. But it was. Okay. We have never seen anything quite like this before. The new opposition to COVID measures is something that can make you a potential terrorist. Stuff like that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Where do people have to stay awake at night thinking this stuff up? Are you a potential terrorist? 563-999-3597. This is Thursday, by the way, right? Thursday. And it's open. What? Phone.
Open mic night.
Open mic. I don't know whether to call it open mic or open phone, right?
Yeah.
You know. But
I do
want to share some good news. Okay.
Okay.
You know who Naomi Osaka is, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The tennis champ.
Player.
Yeah. She is to donate Cincinnati prize money to the Haiti earthquake relief efforts. Now, I found this so admirable, as we know that it's been shook by a 7.2 devastating earthquake on Saturday, killing more than 300 people, injuring 2,000. And she does have a personal connection to Haiti, as her father, Leonard Frankios, is from the island. Okay. and she's a world number two player. And she said this in a tweet. She said, really hurts to see all the devastation that's going on in Haiti. And I feel like that we really can't catch a break. I'm about to play a tournament this week, and I'll give all the prize money to relief efforts in Haiti. I know our ancestors' blood is strong, and we'll keep rising. I find it very admirable. I find that there's people in this world that still cares, right? That we just we're not just chasing after the American dream, that there's people that are really concerned about what is going on, right?
Yeah.
So, I do find, that kind of touched my heart when people are going to take all their wins, right? And she's probably not hacking. She's number two in the world. But still, I haven't heard very many other people say, I'm going to take my whole salary off of this, and I'm going to share it with Haiti, and they need it.
Right.
They're desperate. Not only did they have the earthquake, but this storm has blown through, right, and it's devastating. And Haiti is a very poor country. Haiti is a very poor country anyway. And I have friends that are missionaries there, and they're always relating and telling me, how destitute they are in that country.
Yeah.
So, man, congrats to the young lady for what that she is doing.
Exactly, and that reminds me of a story I read earlier about the Polish track and field Olympian that is auctioning off her silver medal to raise money for a boy's heart surgery.
Really?
8-month-old boy.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. It was a Polish javelin thrower. I'm going to butcher her last name for us.
Yeah, why don't you do that? I got this recorded. Yeah, by the way, I got this recorded so I can go back and, bring it back up if we need to. Yeah. I ain't going to fix nothing. I'm just going to tell you that. What's her name again?
Maria Antrajak, I believe, or Antrajak. I'm not sure, but great thing, auctioning off her silver medal to help a little 8-month-old boy in a heart surgery.
Wow. Yeah. This world is full of caring people. It really is. And I know, we talk a lot about, the rest of the show, we're going to talk about some other things. We'll talk about political things, some religious things. But there's people that do care. I care, right? That's why I just spend once a year going to Uganda or going to Kenya or going to the Philippines and sharing with people that are there and giving to people that's there. I have had several people name their children after me. I had nothing to do with it, but because that I did care, I know you care. That's what we do. We care, we do care for people. And right. So, that's a good place. I believe that's a great place to be, right?
Yes.
You know what? They're hollering at me. It's time to go to a commercial. And I am going to slide this over there. And we will catch you on the other side.
Right Talk. Heard live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, LinkedIn, and recorded on Roku, Amazon, and podcast around the world.
If you are a truck driver and have 6 months of experience with a good driving record, I need you to listen up. We Hire Truckers has driving opportunities across the U.S. Not only do they have driving jobs, We Hire Truckers specialize in regional opportunities that will get you home every week. We Hire Truckers believes you can spend valuable times with your family and still bring home the bacon. We Hire Truckers will get you home and money in your bank account. Give Mickey a call today, 479-461-5657. That's 479-461-5657. 479-461-5657. Call We Hire Truckers today.
y'all. Open mic Thursday. Open phone Thursday. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. 563-999-3597. Did you know, Bradley, that there is a Taiwan invasion plan that is taking place?
Yeah, you're muted there, Mr. Chief.
Really? That's snap. Well, let me unmute myself. Hey, DJ, we're going to call the show DJ Unmuted. It is, as I was saying, I hate to repeat myself, but I will just be right here. That this is Open Night Thursday, Open Phone Thursday. You can call 563-999-3597. We want to hear you. You can talk about anything, right? Anything.
Really talk.
So, Open Line Thursday. I know there's people that, you know, they get their phone up and they're not ready to dial the number right. And they're thinking, oh man, what if I make a idiot out of myself? Well, Brad, we do that every night. So what's right, you know? So we just invite you to call in right now.
You'll have to wait for making our talk. Just call.
Call. Yeah. And you'll go to the switchboard and you'll be in there for a little bit and I'll see that you're on and we'll take a break and just listen to what you say. Did you know that there is a Taiwan invasion plan that is taking place right now? But you didn't know that. Did you?
No.
Well, there is. Okay. And I want to you know, the way that the Biden administration has handled the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan is not going to bring peace at all, okay? And I need us to understand this, that it is not going to bring peace at all in more war.
The buck stops with me. The buck stops with me.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. The overwhelming strength of the United States, our strength has restrained the power to be from becoming too adventurous. Would you agree with me? Okay.
Right.
Now, with the stunning defeat in Afghanistan, and you know what? It's not just this administration. It was the administration before Trump did the same thing, right?
Right.
So they're calling us the paper tiger. Right. But this thing in Afghanistan has exposed how weak we have really become. And what's taking place in Kabul is going to greatly embolden the enemies of the U.S., in particular, these leaders. You don't think that they're not sitting and watching and loving what they're seeing right now? Can't help but to express their delight. Chinese state media, meanwhile, reported on America's humiliation in Afghanistan with relish, using scenes of the chaos situation and swift resurgence of the Taliban as proof of the superiority because China has been hands-off approach to other countries' eternal affairs. Okay? You see, I want you to understand that the drastic change in Afghanistan's situation is undoubtedly a heavy blow. We know it's undoubtedly a heavy. What do you think? You know, if you're calling, do you think, Bradley, do you think that this is just going to blow over? Do you think that this is a heavy blow to the U.S.? It declared the complete failure of U.S. intent to reshape Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And the tabloid Global Times said in an editorial published late on Sunday night, the defeat of the U.S. is a clearer demonstration of U.S. impotence than the Vietnam War. That's pretty big.
Yeah.
And the U.S. is indeed like a paper tiger. In this instance, the Chinese 100% correct.
Yeah, it's definitely a big blow. I mean, you can't do something of this magnitude and have this magnitude of impact, not just on Afghanistan, but on other countries that are saying, hey, we were rallied with you to stand with mm-hmm. you as allies, and you run. Well, we're just left, you know, we got to run too now. And so it's got a global impact that I don't think we're even seeing the edge of how big it's going to be in the coming months.
Well, you know, I was listening to a speech today by our Secretary Lloyd Austin, and no American military leader should have said what he said. There are, can you imagine Norman Schwarzkopf, or say nothing of Dwight Eisenhower, Douglas MacArthur, making this statement that this man just made? Okay. There are estimated 10,000 to 15,000 Americans in Afghanistan. Now, you know, nobody's really given us the exact numbers. I don't even know if the State Department knows that are still in, right? That are still in Afghanistan right now. Thousands have been flown out. We've seen that. Could find themselves reliving the 1979 Iranian hostage. That's probably a bit before your time. But, you know, I remember I was a senior in high school during that time. Remember it very well. I remember Carter, who, Carter was such a big baby. Wouldn't do anything about it. And Reagan got elected, right? And so in January of 1980, Reagan gets elected, and he's about ready to take office. And he already told the Iranians, listen, if you don't release those captives, we're coming after them. If you don't release the hostages, we're coming after them, right? Isn't it amazing that the day before, right on the day of him being sworn in, they released the hostages, right? Now they're laughing. And part of the reason is the Taliban are undoubtedly well aware of the leverage that could obtain by holding American hostages. Okay, they would know that. The evacuation, therefore, is not just a pressing humanitarian matter to us, right? It's essentially to preventing a bunch of Stone Age barbarians from dictating terms to the United States of America, which should never even been started in the first place, right? Okay, so I said all this to get down to the point that I'm trying to make. Okay, the Pentagon briefing Wednesday, when Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin was asking about U.S. military capabilities, right, was asking about that. Okay, they were talking about what is our capabilities, what can we do, what's going to, you know, what can we do about it, right? He's sitting there, and he's asked this from a reporter, okay?
Do you have the capability to go out and collect Americans?
We don't have the capability to go out and collect up large numbers of people, Bart.
We don't have the capability. The greatest country in the world, right, does not have the capability to be able to go in and get our own people. No way. Just hope for the best. These are Americans. These aren't Afghanistan's. These are Americans. Okay. And, I just, whenever I hear stuff like that, that's unacceptable. That is so un-American. That is not what our army is about. That is not what the U.S. Army is about. Can you imagine Dwight Eisenhower or Douglas MacArthur giving that answer? Well, we just don't, you know, we just don't have the way to be able to process this, to go in there and get these people giving that answer. What's wrong with these men, Bradley?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, the way they would have answered it would have been, hey, even if we didn't have the capability, we're going to make you think we have more than the capability.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Not just say, we're done. We've done the best we can.
But, you know, what are they doing with the $700 billion we spend on national defense? What are they doing with that? $700 billion. What do they think that money's for?
Exactly.
This is what happens. This is what happens. This is what happens when you withdraw. Some equipment is left there. This is what happens. This is what happens. This is what happens when you withdraw. Some equipment is left there.
That's what happens. Hey, we got a caller.
This is what happens.
Yeah. Hey. All right. So we got a caller, and we're going to bring him on the air. Please tell us your first name and where you're from, caller.
Oh, yeah, I'm just listening, but my name is Chris, and I'm in California. I'm just listening to you guys talk.
Well, we appreciate you listening to the show, Chris. Thanks for calling in. It's open mic, open phone, but talk about what we've been talking about. So what's going on in your life, bro?
Hey, you know, I have to listen to a lot of garbage, you know, and I've learned that if you listen to garbage too much, it's garbage in and then it's garbage out, you know, so... My whole thing is trying to eliminate all that stuff so that when I do open my mouth, at least I'm going to be clear, you know?
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
So what's,
I mean, I agree with what you're saying, though. I mean, it's like, I can't believe what I just, it's like what people, there's people that have to sit here and think, you know, this is just not right. There's something, this is wrong, you know, it's wrong. But how come ain't nothing happening? Is it that thinned out to where we're not together no more? We're just in our own places sitting here thinking, oh, this is wrong.
Well, I think it is. I think a lot of it goes like this, is that, you know, we were talking last night about whether you wear a mask or whether you don't wear a mask. There shouldn't be a separation between us, whether you take the vaccination or you don't take the vaccination. You know, that shouldn't be something that we come against each other at.
No, because I got the vaccination. I was against it at first, you know, cause I didn't think there was enough research or all that kind of stuff. But considering the kids, okay. Because after all, you had your shot, now the kids have their shot, you know, and so we were trying to make it better for them, right?
Right.
So I'm all about doing my part to make sure that the kids, you know, have their chance at, you know, a future. So I just did my thing, what I thought was the responsible thing to do, is just get my, you know, get vaccinated. I've been vaccinated for other shit when I was a kid and all that, so I'm still here.
Right.
No worries. No worries, yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, I go overseas. Right, at least once a year, and I had to have a yellow fever vaccination to go to Uganda and go to Kenya and Ghana. Right, I had to have that vaccination, but that was my choice. You have a choice, and because you made that choice, there should be no one that should judge you for that choice. But at the same time, there should be no one forcing us to take that shot.
Yeah. I appreciate that. That's part of the Constitution, you know. The Constitution is freedom from. That's why they don't put God in the Constitution, because if they would put God in there, then it wouldn't be the freedom that we're talking about, right? It has to be eliminate everything. So there's freedom, you know, liberty in that.
Right. Yep. We have liberty. If we want to worship God, we worship God. If you don't want to worship God, don't worship us.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Where's
all that good stuff at now? We ain't got none of that going on now. I mean, that was a time either you were here or you weren't here when that was going on.
Right. The time that has escaped us, you know.
Jeez,
You know, I think the, a lot of it, baby boomers are to blame, in a way. I'm a baby boomer. Are you Generation X or are you baby boomer, Bradley? You're Generation X, aren't you?
Generation X.
Yeah. But, you know, I have all my children, okay, I have six, and all six of them have been treated with everything that I could give them, right?
Wait, hold on a second. You said everything you can give them. Now, you're talking about, like, outside of their self, or what about the deposit that you gave inside, who they are on the inside? Now, there's two different things you could be talking about. Which one are you talking about? Or are you talking about both?
Well, let's talk about both, okay? Let's look at it as, Daddy, I have this need, and will you take care of it for me? Sure, I will. Okay, and baby boomers do that because that we are a generation. Baby boomer I see as a generation of givers. Okay, we were raised at a different time. I remember whenever I was in third grade, I lived in Eastern Kentucky, and it wasn't anything for me to go downtown by myself, walk a mile to go downtown, because there wasn't the things that were going on today, right? And you probably remember, you might remember that too, Bradley, you know.
Right.
But it's a different day. It's a different time. And now it's, what can you give me? What is there that you can give me? Not what can I give? JFK said JFK made the perfect statement, right? It's not what America can do for you. And I'm misquoting, but I'm just giving you the gist of it, right? It's not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. And that should be all, that should be everything to everything, right? Jesus said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And we've taken it and we've said, well, do unto others and split. Right? So, you know, you're right, brother. It's not what it used to be.
It starts in the home, you know. Like,
yes.
Like
it
you're the lion, if you will. You're the lion, and this is your home, this is your house, this is your family. And you eat and you protect your family, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Right. So, but you went, like I said, you said you made a deposit of something to your children on the inside, and that deposit on the inside starts when they're born. When your kid's born, you look at your kid and you're like, I'm going to put everything I want. You know, this is what we just do. We just do this. We just do it.
Mm-hmm.
We put everything we want our kid to know into our children, but we do it from the time they come in this world. And then when they get about 7 years old, maybe eight, right, they get a little mind of their own. They get a little stiff neck, you know, a little hard heart, you know. And so now that's an opportunity for you to teach your children the difference between right and wrong. So if you say one thing to your kid and do another, then you just taught your kid a conflicting lesson. I don't care what you say. We all do this crap. And I'm just saying, you know, it sucks. It sucks when I have to pull it up and say, look at this, we have to look at this shit. And you're like, hey, you know, I don't want to listen to you, man, you know, whatever. And then, so there's no communication with that. Okay. But there are people that are listening, and these people are the ones that are like, well, let's keep going. Let's see what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
right.
Your kid becomes 7, 8 years old, gets a little mind of its own. Then you have to teach your child the difference between right and wrong. So when you say something, you have to back it up with actions, right? Because kids will listen to what you're going to say, but they're going to do what you do. You understand?
Right. Yep, sure do.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I appreciate calling in. They're telling me we have to go to break. Feel free to call back anytime. We really enjoy having you on the show, my friend. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah.
All right, talk to you soon.
Yeah.
You're hearing it right on Right Talk with TJ and Brad.
Hey,
Hey, friend, a few months ago I wrote a series of books that I call The Big Series. I entitled them Think Big, Talk Big, Walk Big. And these books are life-changing as one learns that you are what you say you are what you think you are, and that determines on how you walk. These truths will change your life and destiny. You see, Carol sent me a message, and she said, "Hi, TJ, I just have to text you and tell you I can't put your books down. OMG, you are so spot on and keeping it real and true. Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Everybody needs to read these books multiple times." Listen, friend, you can get these copies of Big Series today at Amazon.com and search TJ Tipton. These copies of these books and others that I've written in either Kindle, digital, or printed form. Search TJ Tipton, Think Big, Talk Big, and Walk Big. Like I said, I call them the Big Series on Amazon.com.
Open mic Thursday, open phone Thursday, 563-999-3597. Being heard around the world. Technology is wonderful when it works right.
Right.
Hey, tell us a little bit about your book, Brad.
Yeah, absolutely. My book is Finding True North. Basically, it is a set of principles that you can take to set goals and see improvement from the finish. We all set those goals for New Year's resolutions, and we never see them through. A week or two into them, we just forget about them. And this book will help you finish that out. It's available on Amazon.com, Kindle, digital, and print form. And in fact, I actually got to talk to a person today that ordered the print form of that book, has read it, and ordered another one for their mom today.
Awesome.
As well, just because it really helped them begin a new journey of seeing things and getting it done. So you can search it out, Find It True North by Bradley Dick there on Amazon.com.
Right, and if you have Amazon Kindle, right, if you have their program where that you can read books free, right, you can pick it up there. That's how I read it, right? You didn't give me a copy of it, thank you very much, but I was able to read I was able to read it. So okay, so yeah, make sure and check out. That book there. Hey, did you know that Brother Joe Biden, okay, I was reading about that. He says, President Biden said that the Taliban ruling is now different with Bin Laden dead. Yeah, that's what he's saying now, different with Bin Laden dead. And when asked how to explain to the American people the Taliban will be ruling Afghanistan on the 20th anniversary of 9/11, just like they did before, right?
Right.
President Joe Biden said this is not true because Osama Bin Laden is dead. Now, you're going to have to excuse me because I remember, and I thought I did, and I came up with this article in The Guardian, okay? And this was written back in November of 2020. And it said that Joe Biden advised Barack Obama to wait to order the raid that killed Osama bin Laden, the former president writes in his new memoir. So now Years later, he must have realized his drastic mistake. Okay, let's don't take Osama bin Laden out. Now that they've taken Osama bin Laden out, President Joe Biden says it's not the same anymore because Osama bin Laden is dead. But the people that are leading the Taliban are not evil anymore.
No. Apparently. Osama bin Laden was the mastermind, and the Taliban now is just a Boy Scout troop.
The buck stops with me.
I don't understand. I don't understand. Give us a call. What do you think? 563-999-3597. I'll tell you what I do believe. Okay. I know somebody's got that phone picking it up right now. 563-999-3597. Okay. Something's wrong with the president. I don't mean that. I don't mean that as a, you know, off-the-cuff statement, okay? I believe that something is wrong with the president, Brad. I think that that there is, you know, let's say, this. A lot of people don't know this, but he had a brain surgery twice back in the 80s, okay? And I don't care who you are, that affects you. And the transcript, so whenever I was looking at this, the transcript of President Joe Biden's interview on ABC News George Stephanopoulos dropped, and the president incoherence insistence that he was incorrectly briefed, denial that he was warned by his military advisors and oddly low profile in the past week is raising some troubling questions about his ability to perform his duties. Now, a lot of people are saying that, not just Republicans. Okay, there's a lot of people that are saying this about President Biden, and they're saying that his mental capabilities is not what they once were. Okay, and after making no public appearances for 4 days during the major foreign crisis. For 4 days, he didn't say a word. President Biden read a 20-minute speech off a teleprompter on Monday, right? We were talking about the speech, right? And right. He took no questions whatsoever. Took no questions whatsoever. And he immediately returned to Camp David. He had no events on his schedule Tuesday. On Wednesday, he gave another 20-minute speech about vaccine boosters off of a teleprompt from Camp David. And he took no questions. And on Wednesday, the president set for an on-camera interview with George Stephanopoulos, right? And it didn't go too well. According to the White House public records, Biden has had two phone conversations with foreign leaders in the past 10 days. Just two with foreign leaders. As of writing, Biden has no public events on the schedule for today. That was today. He is scheduled to receive the presidential daily briefing from the intelligence community and meet with the national security team. And according to the Federal Aviation Administration, he is scheduled to return to his house in Delaware today, which is Thursday. Okay. So Biden, right, who is not thinking or doing or whatever you want to say, right? Biden began to interview, okay, and by insisting that the intelligence community had given him unclear and excessively optimistic answers about the state of the Afghan military and government. And this is how the interview sort of went, okay?
Mr. President, thank you very much. Your own intelligence community has assessed that the Afghan government will likely.
Now, this took place I need to kind of rebrief us on this, okay? Back in July, Stefanov said, you said a Taliban takeover was highly unlikely. Was the intelligence wrong or did they downplay it? And Biden says, I think they were. There was no consensus. If you go back and look at the intelligence reports, they said that it's more likely to be sometime by the end of the year. Okay. And then the first problem is that there was no way to square what Biden said yesterday. And this is by July the 8th. July the 8th, his declaration, and the intelligence committee, this is what he is saying, and this was what was asked him, okay?
Mr. President, thank you very much. Your own intelligence community has assessed that the Afghan government will likely collapse.
That is not true.
Can you please clarify what they have told you about whether that will happen or not?
That is not true. They did not reach that conclusion.
Okay, so the question was that the Afghan government is going to fall. And his response, Bradley, is that's not true.
True.
Okay.
True.
But then, during the Stephanopoulos interview, Biden insists, and he says, I think, now, he asked back in July, he said Taliban takeover was highly unlikely. That's what, right? That's what he said in the statement. That's not true. Biden says, I think there was no consensus. If you go back and look at the intelligence reports, they said that it's more likely to be sometime by the end of the year. He just ain't thinking straight. He's saying one thing, and then he's coming back, right, with something else. And there has been talk. There's been a lot of talk, right, about his mental capacity and him not being able to function. What do you think? 563?
Yeah.
999-3597. What do you think, Bradley?
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious. And I read, I think, the article that you're speaking about. There were several things in that interview with them that they came back and said, well, he wasn't exactly right on that. They did some fact-checking, and they found several things that he was incorrect in answering. And I think that's why they're not wanting him to answer questions, because he's not thinking clearly on what to respond with.
And if that teleprompter is not in front of him, okay, then he goes way off to the right or way off to the left.
Right.
So he's having some difficulties. Okay. Now back to something that I think that I found very interesting. Okay. Listen, Bradley, you cannot change history. You just can't
do
it. History is something, right? History is something that you can't change. That's just the way it is. And a judge allows Columbus statue to stand in Philadelphia. Now, I've been reading stuff taking down all of these statues of things that have happened in the past. You can't change that, right? I'm Cherokee, card-carrying Cherokee. The Trail of Tears, I can't change that. You can't change that, right? It ain't going to do me any good to get mad. It ain't going to do me any good to get bitter, okay? Because the only person that it's affecting is me. President Jackson did the Cherokees wrong. Did Native Americans wrong? Did African Americans wrong? Sure he did. Okay? He did white people wrong too. Caucasian people. He did a lot of people wrong, right?
Right.
Okay? But that's still part of our history, whether we agree with it or we don't agree with it. Okay? The Tulsa riots, back in the 1920s. Terrible, 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 right? But we just don't take it out of the history book because we don't agree with it, right? We don't take away the Trail of Tears because we don't agree with it. We don't come around and you know, so this statue of Christopher Columbus, whether you like Christopher Columbus or you agree with what he did or what he did not do, right? Okay. Finally, a Philadelphia local judge stood up and said, you know what, enough is enough. And he overruled city officials' attempt to remove the statue. So congratulations to Judge Paula Patrick. Okay. And I appreciate your stand, because history is one thing that we'll always have. I don't have to agree with it. I don't have to go along with that. I don't say it's right. I don't say it's wrong. But I am saying that it's history. What can you do with it? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to tear down all the statues because we don't agree with their policies. We're going to tear down all their statues because they were against what I believed in. That's ludicrous.
Exactly.
That's crazy. I don't understand people sometimes. I don't understand the mentality of people. Before we go, I knew it was coming, Bradley. I knew it was coming. You're supposed to say, what's coming, TJ?
What's coming, TJ?
Yeah. A Florida couple was busted for using fake vaccination cards.
Yep.
It's coming, folks. Just get ready. Right?
Absolutely.
So, the Daniela and Enzo DeMalzo of Miami flew to Honolulu August the 11th, and they presented only cards for themselves and their two young children. Okay? The children were born in 2016, 2017. And you know what caught them? Because children don't have an immunization card.
Yeah.
Right? And so they're looking at this airport, they're looking at this card saying, wait, what are these kids doing, right? It's coming. I really wonder, you know, I was also reading that somebody got busted and they had just literally thousands of immunization cards that they were trying to sneak into the country.
Wow.
You know, because people are, you know, falsifying information. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
But it's happening.
It is crazy.
But what happening. You know, what do you expect whenever there's mandatory things that
right.
the government is putting on people? What you know?
Well,
what
just like in Culver City Unified School District in California, they're requiring that by November 19th of 2021, all children 12 years old and over have to be vaccinated.
Everyone over 12. Have
12
to be
years and over.
Vaccinated.
Yep, to remain at school.
You know, I can understand that if a country, I've already said this, wants you to be vaccinated, you have that choice. If you want to go take a float trip, I call cruises float trips. If you want to go take a cruise, right, and if that company is requiring you to take a vaccination, either you go to vaccination or you don't go on the trip. But when schools and jobs and governments are requiring you to take it, or you can't work, or you can't go to school, or you can't, that's not a, the government is not a private entity. The government is something that we have the say over. Believe it or not, we're supposed to have the say over, right?
Yep.
Our time is up. I can't believe, man, an hour flies by, Bradley.
I know it.
I hope you have a great weekend, my friend. I know that we're going to get some rest. We're going to be coming back next Monday night, right, at 11 o'clock. And I'll tell you, I've had a great week. Appreciate your time. Appreciate you being with me. And you have a great weekend, Bradley. Maybe we need to go eat some catfish for a while, what do you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Say goodnight, Bradley.
Good night, Bradley.
We want to thank you for joining us on Right Talk.
Listen to Right Talk every Monday through Thursday at 11 p.m. Central on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Twitch, and LinkedIn. You can also watch and listen to Live Talk on Roku, Amazon Fire Stick, and podcasts around the world. Right Talk is a TJ Tipton Inc. production.
I love you, babe, with all my heart. Let us never, ever be apart.